Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are on this amazing morning. I am recording live from Odds Cafe on Haywood Street, West Haywood Street in Asheville, North Carolina. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transformed Coffee and Christ. Welcome to the podcast. If this is your first time here, this is my weekly share of the daily practice that has literally transformed my life over the last several years. I'm so happy that you're here. It is a totally spontaneous read through several sources of biblical wisdom. So you get to experience what I get to experience. And I share this on the podcast with the hope that, you know, first of all, that God has for everybody. And I believe that if you're moved by the Holy Spirit to do something, you just do it. With persistence and consistency, I've been doing this, oh my goodness, I don't even know, maybe 3 years or so, this podcast. And God is moving through this, I believe. Anytime I do a podcast, it's not for me, it's for somebody out there. As I share my experiences, my story is my biggest way to be effective in spreading the amazing joy and peace and love that finding Jesus has spurred in my life. So that's my hope, that this touches just one person today, or maybe tomorrow, or the recording gets passed to somebody else, or the podcast gets listened to by someone a year from now, and it will have an impact on them. So let's start with the verse of the day. And it is Luke 1:37, for no word from God will ever fail. Read this a little bit earlier today. And simple. I love it. What have we got here? Seven words? Eight words? Eight words. And just to understand the enormity of it, going back through the Bible, the Old Testament, thousands of years back, we're going. And no word from God will ever fail. It never has failed. All the way back, reading through the Bible, all the way through till today, no word from God has ever failed. So isn't that something strong to stand on? Isn't it something stronger to stand on than science or knowledge of man? I mean, it's almost ridiculous when you really think about it in that context. Why would I ever listen to or trust something that man came up with over what God came up with? Never would. I can't think of a single circumstance where I would do that. And you say, well, God created man. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. We are all flawed in some form or fashion. And it isn't because we were created flawed. It's because of sin. It's because of Satan. It's because of Adam and Eve in the beginning. So listen, we have free will. You can choose to follow Jesus. Choose to follow God, choose to get to know God on a one-to-one basis, choose to know his character, choose to, and the way you do that is through the Bible, through Jesus' teachings, through the Holy Spirit, if you've accepted Jesus into your life. I mean, it's powerful. So I'm actually in the process of unlearning everything I've learned. Oh, there's my tea. I'm going tea today. So there's a little timer that they give you over here at Oz. Listen, if you are in the Asheville area, you've got to come to Oz. You've probably been here already. But if you haven't and you are in the Asheville area, do it. If you're going to be visiting, come to Oz. Audrey's got a fantastic place here. Amazing cakes, gluten-free, dairy-free treats. Of course, all the coffees. They have beer in the evenings. They do smoothies, all kinds of fun stuff. And it, you know, I love it because of the vibe, the atmosphere. It's friendly. You know, you just walk into the place and you got a good vibe. So big shout out to Odds Cafe. We tag them on Instagram. We do stuff for them. So anyway, yeah, so it's powerful, I think, to step into that and to know that God is so good that his word will never fail. And I'm just here to shout for joy about that and to share my story of living, you know, going in the corporate world and being a fool, an ignorant fool for most of my life and living in that world. So my hope is that if there's someone out there that's listening to this podcast today that's in the corporate world and they're like doing well, but they're like, working their butts off and they're wondering, what is the purpose of all this? And yeah, I got the money, I got the stuff, but what is the real purpose? If you're even going down that path, let me tell you, a crash and burn is coming for you down the road. There will be a crash and burn, or else you'll just keep chasing dollars and security and all that until you die. And that is not a good way to live. Let me tell you, I've experienced it. I crashed and burned and I came out on the other side, living a peaceful, joyful, inspired, powerful, joy-filled life that I cannot wait to get up every morning and do the work of God. Do, you know, follow Jesus and take those actions. It's just awesome. So if you haven't experienced it, or if you want to experience it and you want some more, you'd like to chat, I'd love to chat with you. And this is all coming right off the top of my head. Nothing planned here. I'd love to chat with you. So reach out to me. We can chat. All right. So that is Luke 1:37. For no word from God will ever fail. Something to rest on. All right, let's go to the plan that I'm doing now. The Roar Within. And this is designed, I think, for men to be the kind of men that God intended for us, or just a window into showing us what, as men, what God intended for us and how to live that way. So it's good for the ladies too. The more we can understand each other, if women understand what drives men, like the other day, this devotion was really cool because it had the five man killers. I think number one is not having a purpose. If you don't have a purpose, number two is self-respect. So the one thing that any man will react to is if they feel like they're not being respected, whether they deserve it or not. I know there have been plenty of times I haven't deserved respect. But anyway, that's number two. And then number three is anger. And then I think number four was lust. And I can't think of what number five was. Sin. Maybe number five was sin. Yeah. So it's just like a cascade. So if a man doesn't have purpose, then when they're not respected, they get angry. And then lust creeps into their life. And then sin. It's just, and then rinse and repeat. It goes over and over and over again. So the takeaway was purpose is what is key. So do you have a purpose? And I would say this for men and women. What is your purpose in life? That's what we're all about at Life Transform. We just got through with our purpose challenge, which we do every 6 months, where it is designed. It's seven sessions over just over 2 weeks where you can actually create your purpose. You can find your purpose, your vision for life. Anyway, let's get right to today. It says, restoring my roar. One day I was sitting with my friend Derek, who has also faithfully discipled me over the past decade, repeatedly walking with me through my own sin and pain and back to health. Derek and I met when I was at my absolute bottom. I was paraded in front of a congregation years ago for getting too close emotionally to a woman in the church while I was on the church staff. As part of my restoration process, I was required to stand in front of 1,200 people in three separate services and confess my sin before them. Sounds kind of punitive to me. I stood there sobbing before the people I loved, feeling ashamed, isolated, and condemned. As you can imagine, I resigned shortly thereafter and spent the next several months curled up in a fetal position, wanting to die. See, that is terrible. That's humiliating. And people call themselves a church, and they would do something like that to somebody, require them to do something like that. When the opinions of others drive us to contemplate our own demise, we're listening to the wrong voice. Amen. You know, I can think back with me personally, my last divorce was like that. You know, they didn't want me to lead anymore at the church because I was going through a divorce. And I had all kinds of people giving me advice on, oh, you should do this, you should do that. But I refused to listen to that. Okay? I refused to listen to that desperation talk from people that were in the church. All right, let's go on. What I desperately needed were restorative voices speaking into me. Those who could remind me about my identity in Christ, not my sin. Amen. So good. But there were no such voices speaking to me. The message communicated to me through the withholding of relationship and restoration was that my sin disqualified me from love, compassion, and even ministry. Wow. This is so powerful. I'm going to make a note here. Instagram video. This devotional church emotion. That's why this is spontaneous, y'all. Church emotional relationship. Prayed in front of people, etc. This means yes. After moving my family only a few months after my resignation, God led me to Derek. Instead of shaming, shunning, condemning, and judging, he talked to me about God's grace and how my identity was in Christ, not in my sin. Yes. His words were different. They didn't leave a nasty spiritual residue like performance-based religion did. They didn't discard me as not good enough. They were redemptive, healing, freeing, and restorative. The message of the gospel is always transformative, and I began to truly understand where my good enough came from. The liberation of God's grace created an overwhelming, unquenchable force inside of me to want to share his goodness and love. Amen. That's what it's all about. Look, we're all going to sin. This dude experienced what I've experienced in the past. It's just, you know, it's not right to rub people's sin in their faces. That isn't what God calls us to do. Never what God calls us to do. As a result, I've had the opportunity to use my story, my limp, to build a stronger, healthier relationships, and change lives through the message of love and grace instead of condemnation. I've seen over 13,000 people come to Christ in just the past decade. I now know that the dark mud I was dragged through, that Satan tried to use to cover up my identity, never had any effect on who I really was, and it never will. Yes, just reading another devotional this morning about that oftentimes those that have the darkest past are the most effective at reaching people for Christ now. And it's true. And what I added to that reading this morning was that if your dark past is something that's common in the world today, you know, divorce, what have you, then it's going to reach more people. If you've figured out the secret to overcoming any of the crap Satan tries to throw at you, any of the stuff that he tries to say, oh, you're not good enough, or, you know, if you're seeking approval from people in any form or fashion, you're listening, just like this says, you're listening to the wrong voice. Don't listen to the wrong voice. People, even if they're well-meaning, even if they love you, don't listen to the wrong voice. The voice we have to listen to is God. We have to listen to those voices that are speaking, as Derek did for this guy, that redemption and healing and freeing and restorative. Don't, if you're a person that is talking to other people, don't shame them or shun them or condemn them or judge them. And I'm not speaking like I'm perfect at this. I'm not. I've got a lot of work to do here too. And this, you know, that's what's so cool about it. This devotion and being in the Word every day gives me that awareness, that increased awareness. Sometimes we need heightened awareness around something. So I can choose to change those things in me. Doesn't mean they're going to change in the people around me, but that's okay. That's okay. We just need to, you need to just turn to God. 100% just turn to God in these situations. I love it. Didn't leave a nasty spiritual residue like performance-based religion did. That's what Derek did for the author here. So that's what I want to do for you, even by sharing this podcast today. That's a way for you to gain the same awareness that I just gained. And it's so good. So it is. Don't shun or shame people. Don't bring up the past stuff and kind of rub their noses in it, because that's not from God. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says to do that. So good, so strong. It's convicting for me. So I'm pledging right here on this podcast for God, because I'm weak on my own. God, give me the strength to keep this awareness going forward in my life. Anytime I find myself in a situation where I'm compelled to not speak a message of restoration, healing, freedom, catch me, would you, Lord? Holy Spirit, catch me and make me slow to speak and catch those words and turn them into positive affirmations for the person. Okay. And I love that last line. I know that the dark mud I was dragged through, that Satan tried to use to cover up my core identity, never had any effect on who I really was, and it never will. I love that. It never will. Okay, and the question is, I'll just ponder, leave this for you to ponder. Is there a sin from your past that you believe you should feel shame and condemnation for? What does God's word say about that? Yeah. What does God's word say about that? No. Done. Stop. No more condemnation. All right. So then they highlight Romans 8, for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You know, and that is the simplified way to really look at this, and something I've been living into. Just choose to live by the spirit and not the flesh. And for me, that just means anything that's about me, anything that's self-serving, anything that's money-serving, anything that's material-serving, anything that's entertainment-serving, I just can't live by that. I have to live by the spirit. Yes, you can make money. Yes, you can be entertained. But have it in the proper perspective. It's a gift from God to be able to enjoy those things and to use them for His glory. Big difference there than for it to be the end goal is to just be happy and enjoy myself. That is not the end goal of life. Oh my gosh. It really isn't. And then we've got Isaiah 43. This is what the Lord says: He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Love that. See, I am doing a new thing. Yes. Forget. Now that's a command. Forget the former things. I love that. So that's Isaiah 43:18 and 19. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Boom. Now, if that's not inspiring, I don't know what is. So if you're not inspired right now, I'm seriously, you gotta be inspired after this. I don't care if you're a follower of Jesus or not. This was amazing. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, Coffee and Christ, my weekly share of the daily practice that has transformed my life. I hope you have an amazing rest of your afternoon, evening, or morning, and we will see you again for another episode. Take care.